Okay? And do you have a name for something that people say brings bad luck? Something like a...
Yeah, walking under a ladder is one. And
black cat crawls through.
Okay. How about people might call a person who brings bad luck? Might say he's a regular...
Jonah?
Right. Do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Legitimate.
Okay. And what do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
That's a funeral home.
Okay. And what about the box or case that a body is put in?
Casket.
Okay. And the place where the dead are buried?
Cemetery.
All right. And what do you call flowing water smaller than a river? Now, there are several different things.
Well, you know, creeks and branches and springs, I guess.
Okay. Creek is bigger than a branch.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. There's a river, creek, branch, spring, then. That's in terms of its size. Do you have a name for flat, grassy country down around the seacoast? You probably don't have a word here. How about Mr. Watley has on there? You might say those things.
Suspenders.
Okay. Did you ever call them anything else?
Yes.
Okay. What do you call unthickened gravy made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat?
That's
especially ham.
We call it red gravy.
Okay. Yeah, that's what you said. Well, we saw at a restaurant when we were coming down here, and Captain Griffin, and they call it red eye gravy.
Red.
In the restaurant. What do you call the liquid burned in lamps?
Olive.
Okay. And what do you call a long-legged hog with a thin body and a long snout?
Honeywood
Rooter. Did
you?
Well,
I read
that beer. Okay, would you say that?
Honeywood
Rooter. Okay.
I don't
put it. That's fine. What do you call itching? An itching soreness between the toes.
That's
Have you ever called it either ground itch or toe itch?
Athlete feet sometimes.
Okay.
When it's so much itching.
All right. Do you have a name for homemade whiskey?
Moonshine.
Okay. And a different name for just cheap whiskey?
Booze.
Okay. And how about a name for anything that a child likes to play with?
Tower.
Okay. Now, in these next, there's just a few of these, in this section, I'm going to give you a word, and then you just and give you a sentence, and then you put in the word. For example, we're talking about eating apples, and I might say to you, "Have the apples been
washed?"
No, we're talking about eating them, though. Have the apples been
sprained?
Have the apples been
eaten?
Right.
Yes,
that's exactly right. Have the apples been eaten? And then you'd say, then you might answer, "Yes, I wet them yesterday. The apples. I
picked them yesterday."
Mm-hmm.
I
said, "Have the apples." Talk about eating apples, and I say, "Have the apples been?" And you say, "Eaten."
Uh-huh.
And then you say, "Yes, yesterday I
ate the apples."
Exactly. Talking about drinking coffee.